During this time, I also invite you to post a prayer, post a need, visit our giving stations, and really connect with God. So let us have our time of prayer.
Thank you.
write a note on your table cards. And but if you regularly checked in and you just want to get a sticker, there's a station over here. And Shiloh Beck, our children's ministry director, is here. So on that note, I want to invite you to, you can either turn to the Bible with your own cell phone, with your tablet, whatever you have, or your own Bible, or there's Bible also on your table. We're going to listen for God's word coming to us in the beginning. We're going to start at the beginning of Genesis. So let us open our hearts to God speaking among us. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And full of life and spirit, this is the word of the Lord. And you can respond, "Thanks be to God." Thanks be to God. I feel like these are such beautiful words. In Hebrew, it's in the beginning of the beginning, saying such beautifully, this is the way that time began. Every culture has their way of saying what they think happened in the beginning of time, though. We have people that worship different gods that say that they know a different way that the world came to be. But this is how we feel that the world began. When we talk about who was present, what happened first, who was at creation. Now, in our day of technology, our days of science, we can continue to get eyes into the past, knowing so much, shedding light on how exactly the earth was formed, how the universe was formed, how everything came to be scientific fact. And yet, these words from Genesis, they were not given birth out of the scientific experiment or even an eyewitness account of what happened at the beginning of time. They were given out of a state of wonder, out of a state of awe, and a state of belief that this is who God is. This is what they believe about how everything came to be. Who is the creator of all? It's more poetry than science. The words that we read in Genesis were written and retold by parents and believers to others because they wanted to pass on what they had experienced about faith, about God, to their community. So it was important for them to say what they believed happened. The Hebrews spent much of their time as slaves and or in exile, and even the early Christians, they lived under persecution. So these words were passed down as a way to say, we know who their God is. This is who our God is. So when the culture and power told stories about the Egyptian gods or the Babylonian gods or the Greek and Roman mythology, they passed on these words to the people of the future. In the beginning of the beginning of everything, our God was there. So I invite you to take a moment and think about the verses that are on your sheet, verses 2 and 3. I want you to consider, if these were the only two verses that you had to know about who God is, what would you know about God? And I'll give you a minute, and then I'll invite you 26. And we'll continue to read there. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image to be like us." Then God looked around over all he had made, and he saw that it was good. And evening passed, and morning came, marking the sixth day. Full of life in the Spirit, this is the word of the Lord. And you can respond, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. So again, in every culture, these creation stories tell us about who created, who was present at creation, and why we were created. What are we doing here? Why? What is our purpose? So I want you to, again, take a second look at verses 27 through 29. I want you to choose somebody at your table to read from that Bible there and read it for your group. Specifically, verses 27 and 28. And see what you find there about our purpose. Why were we created? Who are we?
Fully human, fully God, Jesus proclaimed.